大家好， 我是Jenny， Welcome back to our show， 由开言英语带来的潘吉Jenny告诉你。
Hello， 大家好， 我是Adam。
哇， Adam， 你还会讲广东话， 你好厉害哦。
我懂啊。
好犀利啊。
多谢。
那今天呢， 我们节目就要跟大家说说这个很厉害啊， or in Cantonese， 好犀利。
Yeah。
这个在英语要怎么说？
Well, that's the thing. We have so many awesome ways, and awesome is a great place to start.
是。 那今天呢， 大家就可以学到一些很厉害的英语词。 别忘了关注我们的公众号， 开言英语开放的开， 语言的言， 来拿到今天完整的这个文本。 好， 那我们就先从， 对， let's start with these words， 这些单词。 而且就像Adam说的， 最厉害的， 最 awesome 的一个单词就是
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome 怎么拼呢？
That is AWESOME. Awesome.
这是美国人很爱用的一个词。
Absolutely.
其实它的意思就是 like great, 很好。
Yeah.
或者就是我们今天说的这个厉害。
That's right.
比如你刚刚讲广东话， 我说 哇，你好厉害哦。 So could I use awesome to describe you?
You could say, yeah, you're awesome.
Or, wow, you can speak Cantonese. That's awesome.
Yeah, we usually say that's awesome.
Okay, 好厉害, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
好, 那除了这个非常常用的 awesome以外呢, 下面的这一些词, 我们也非常建议大家来学习, 来使用。
Well, where should we start?
How about terrific?
Terrific.
我很喜欢这个词。 这个是不是英国人？ I feel like the British really love using this word.
Yeah, this doesn't sound quite as American as awesome.
Awesome. 那也不错， 我们前面有一个很美国的词， 然后现在来一个就比较英国的词。
Just to be fair, right?
Right. 就英国人可能会跟Adam说， Whoa, that's terrific.
That's terrific. Yeah, I mean, again, I think about, like, the food there was terrific. The service was terrific.
对，很厉害，很好啊，很terrific. This next word, 我觉得就可能比terrific更有厉害的意思。
Incredible.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's incredible.
我还记得最早学这个词， 然后查词典它的意思是， 就是难以置信的， 就像很unbelievable。
Unbelievable. Well, it's got the word credit built into this word, right? And credit, of course, is all about believing or trusting. So I can't believe, you know, your...
Cantonese is so good.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
好厉害哦，对。 除了incredible, 其实那个impressive也有这个意思吗？
Yeah, we had a question about impressive the other day, and I don't remember what word our user was asking us to compare it with, but it was the same idea. Like, impressive is a great word to use for language. Like, his French is pretty impressive.
对，除了称赞一个人的语言能力， 我觉得就是体育 sports的时候 这个也用了很多。 比如说Roger Federer打了一个很好球。 Wow, that's impressive. That's an impressive shot.
Yeah, exactly. Or I also think about like little tricks that people do, you know.
对，就比如你会弄magic什么。
Yeah, if you do a magic trick, well, that's pretty impressive. I remember before actually speaking about Guangzhou, you know, I would try to, this was when I was learning Mandarin, would try to speak with people as much as I can. And there was one old Italian guy who couldn't speak, he couldn't speak English either. But all he would do is just make like sounds with his hands.
That's pretty impressive.
It was impressive. He could play like many songs just with his hands.
是吗? 所以就很厉害, 你可以说, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
right?
But go learn some Chinese, buddy.
好, 那这些单词里面呢, 我们最后要看的两个词, 稍微有一点点难, 但是我觉得是属于高级词汇里面非常好的形容厉害的。
Okay, so this word is another great example of an American word. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal, 它是PH开头的。
Yes, yeah, it's not phenomenal. Phenomenal.
就像电话phone, PH发F的音。
It's the same. Now, this word, even though the standard sound should be phenomenal, a lot of Americans will say it kind of like phenomenal. Oh, that's phenomenal.
就很夸张的嘛。
A little bit. And it doesn't matter if it's ominal or aminal, it's going to be long. Phenomenal.
Oh, 就是you have to stretch it out.
Yeah.
是吧?
Even awesome, right? Like, that's awesome.
是。 That's phenomenal.
That's phenomenal.
好，那除了 phenomenal 呢，还有一个词，它里面含有了平常这个词，但是 it's not ordinary, it's...
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Now, this one, again, does remind me of my British friends, and they would really stress that middle part, too. Like, oh, that's extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. 对，但是很重要的就是你不要，因为它的拼法是前半部分是 extra, 后半部分是 ordinary, 就不要把它读成 extraordinary.
It's extraordinary, that's right. When we sing it, you sometimes hear this word in songs, they might say extraordinary, but it's a song.I mean, people forget that people sing in a different way than they speak.
就是那个讲 love 的那个。
Yeah, L is for the way you look.
对对对。好，那我们看完了这些 words, 单词以后啊，接下来呢，我们来看一些短语，一些说法。
Okay.
就是直接说一个人，哇，你好厉害。Because all of those words we just used, 就 Adam讲的一个点很好，你都要说 that's 怎么怎么样。
Right, that's extraordinary, or my hotel had an extraordinary view, phenomenal service, impressive staff.
对，但是如果你要很直接的跟一个人说你很厉害，可以怎么说呢？
Okay, well, you could say, here's a great expression, you're the man.
Oh, I like that. You're the man.
You're the man.
我前两天还跟我们一个同事，我们二弟的小哥哥，他解决了一个那个代码问题，然后大家都在说他很厉害，然后我就发了一条说，you're the man.
You're the man.
对。
Now, of course, like with many of these words, we can kind of use them sometimes to 讽刺别人。
讽刺吗？
Right. You could say like, you know,someone makes a mistake, you can also say like, hey, you're the man, way to go.
对，反正就是要看那个具体的情况啊。前面你说 way to go, 其实这个也有点就很厉害，很厉害，然后继续加油有那个意思，是吧？Way to go 啊。
Way to go.
那既然有 you're the man, 那如果是一个女生呢，你想说你很厉害， can you say, wow, you're the woman?
You're the woman. you know, I don't want to say no.You know, I mean, maybe we should be saying that more as a society, but it does sound kind of strange.
对，那既然听起来很奇怪，如果我跟一个女生说 you're the man, 不是更奇怪吗？
Yes, that's pretty strange.
那你推荐我们用什么呢？
We could say you're the best.
Oh, yeah. 对，这个就不管男女老少都可以。
Yeah, exactly. But this is kind of more for like, you know, like thanking someone.
Oh, you know what I mean? 是。好，那接下来我们就看一些可以直接形容一个人能力很强、很厉害的形容词吧。
Okay.
讲到这个能力啊。其实你查字典的话也会告诉你是 capable.
Okay.
一个人如果很 capable 的话就是 they have lots of abilities and they're very good at what they do.
I guess. I mean, I think about capable as being like the baseline, right? You are either capable or you are incapable.
如果 able 呢比如 Adam is very able 和 Adam is very capable.
Capable is better. Able is just a simple word, right?
Yeah, so...我觉得 able 就是更那个 baseline. Capable 就稍微好一点。
Okay, well, how about this one? I think about competent. Next word we have, that one is definitely, you're either competent or you are incompetent. There's no real...
对。
So when we're doing like reviews at work, for example...
360 review.
You know, we have to like say like, oh, he is very competent, you know, but that's not...necessarily saying, wow, 你很厉害. It's just saying like, oh, good job. You're doing what you are supposed to do.
好，反正 capable, competent, 我觉得也要看那个具体的 context. 因为有的时候真的他就是非常褒义的。Wow, he's super competent. Yeah, maybe you can say super competent.
Super competent. Oh, here's an example for you. A lot of my friends are musicians. And there's a talk show host in America named Jimmy Fallon. And he is a very good singer. He can play the guitar really well. He's not a musician, but he's very competent at music.
Oh, 是。And I think he's very talented.
Super talented.
其实 talented 就是一个人很 gifted, 很有 天赋、
mm-hmm.
是吧这个也是一个说很厉害很有能力的
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And just going back to our、idea of languages here, someone can have a talent for language.
嗯介词很重要啊 for.、Mm. 那如果你有了前面这些东西呢最后 and you make something out of it,、
mm-hmm.
就可以说 you're very...
Accomplished.
Accomplished.、
Mm-hmm.
我觉得 accomplished 绝对是这些词里面就是最终极的那个厉害、
mm.
就不仅有能力最后还成就了一些事业是吧
well, that's the thing, is you can have all the 能力 in the world, but if you don't do anything, you will never be accomplished.
是所以我觉得 accomplished 的那个厉害就是你也成就了一番事业嘛、mm. 就是、oh, very accomplished.
That's right.、
嗯、好那今天节目的最后呢我们来说说一些俚语啊很口口语很 casual 的说法，但是呢，也是美国人在日常生活里非常常用到的，说厉害的。
Okay, this first one, it might sound a little strange, sick.
就是生病的那个 sick 吗
？No, awesome, awesome、oh, to sick.
But it's the same word.
It's sick.
就比如说这个 band 这个乐队超厉害。
Oh man, those guys are sick.
Oh,
band sick, yo.
这个电影好厉害。
A movie was sick.
Sick, okay. 所以你这样用的时候就是说它很好，是吧
？Yes, exactly. Now, I personally don't say sick very much. At least when I say sick, I mean like sick, sick. But the next one I use all the time, and it's.Kind of like, you could almost say it's like Awesome's brother or sister.
是什么
Wicked.
Oh, Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked.
W-I-C-K-E-D. 但 Wicked, 你查字典那个意思最先展现的也是不好啊就是 like kind of evil, 坏坏的。
Right, yeah.
但它其实和 sick 一样、
right.
也有褒义的用法。
Yeah, exactly. So if、mm. I say something's wicked, or oh, the weather's wicked today,、mm. or my boss is wicked.、
Mm.
Now, one thing I can say is my boss is very dank.
这个是前两天我们会员课程有一个新的主题就是每周热词 word of the week, 我们教大家一个 dank.
Dank.
D-A-N-K. 你为什么笑啊
It's just really funny.
It sounds very funny to me.
It does, right? I mean, a lot of these words, I say this a lot on here, but, you know, you also have to look at how the word sounds, right? All these words with N's and K's, like, they're really funny.
It sounds German to me. I don't know.
Danke, danke.
是吧？听起来很像德语。所以 dank 和 wicked 和 sick 都差不多吗？
Well, I think that...Again, wicked would apply in the most circumstances.
Okay.
More people are going to say wicked, then sick,、mm. then dank.
对，其实我就觉得有不同的那个族群，比如 sick 和 dank 都是更年轻一点，特别是男性用的比较多。
Mm. Yes.、
好，那我们今天跟大家讲了非常多厉害英语不同的说法。那在你生活当中有什么人是让你觉得很厉害？有什么事情？有什么电影？各种各样东西让你觉得很厉害呢？大家都可以用今天学到的这些说法在留言里面告诉我们。那当然，我们也希望你跟着我们一起学英语啊，成为开言会员以后，你的英语会越来越厉害。那我们的会员课程，大家可以到微信公众号或者下载开言英语的 app 先来免费试用，参加我们七天的一个半学营。之后，如果你觉得自己学的有进步、有提升呢，就可以成为长期的开言会员，学习一年只要618。Okay, thank you for listening. You guys are the best. We'll see you next time. 再见。
See you guys.